Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Maybe it.
Arthur! Arthur, no!
Goodbye, my friend.
Arthur, no! Arthur, no! No. No! No, Arthur! No! No! No. No, it's not over, Arthur. You don't give up that easy. And neither will I. Where's the bag? Okay, lighter. Where's the lighter, old friend? There. Okay. Losing a lot of blood, Arthur. Arthur. The hole in your stomach, it's... Okay. Okay. We need to move. We've done this before. I did this before. I got you from the boat to the shore. We can do this. We can get out of here and someone will find us. Will find you. Just like they did in Harper's Hill. Come by and... Say something, Arthur! Anything! I know you're there. You have to be. You have to be. No. Come on. Come on. A little more, Arthur. Yes. Yes. Okay. We had something. The dreamlands, was it? Right. Hooks! Hooks, Arthur! Here! They're large, but they're sharp. Okay, Arthur, it's gonna be okay. I'm gonna heat the hook. We just need something to your shirt. We need the thread from it. I'm going to sew this hole in your stomach, Arthur. And then you'll stop bleeding. God damn it. Yes. Come on. Okay. We have it. We have it. I just need to thread it through the fishing hooks. Well, it's okay, Arthur. We can do this if I can just get it through. Come on. Would you just fucking help instead of sitting there? For fuck's sake.
Who, me?
Yes, you! You fucking...
No. I'm enjoying. Keep going. I'm good. Thank you.
I'm gonna sew up your stomach, Arthur. What?
Nothing. Are you sure that's a good idea, though?
Yeah. He's dead.
He is not. You piece of shit.
I don't know. He looks dead to me. And I know death. We have a standing lunch date. Oh! You two do too, don't you?
Oh. That's gonna hurt. What?
Oh, you're doing it like that? He's toast.
Then fucking help me, goddammit, Kane!
Help you? That wasn't the deal.
How am I supposed to get him to New York, let alone where you want him?
Whoa. That is not my problem, Golden Boy. You are to worry about logistics.
Help me.
I already did. Remember?
Then why the fuck are you here?
I don't want to miss this part, are you kidding? Needed a front row seat, even brought my own snack.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Present and accounted for.
Shut up, then. Let me focus.
Of course. Utmost respect for surgeons. Please, continue.
Come on, Arthur.
What? Steady hand. Steadier.
Hey! Whoa! Hey, you're pretty good. That almost looks like you're not trying to kill him.
I can't get him out of here like this.
You can! You will. You are indomitable, my friend! Look at you. Undefeated!
That's not true.
Isn't it? You one-handedly pulled a dying man who was on the brink of losing it back. Hooks, thread, what a clever little worm you are.
I am not undefeated. And you know that.
True. You had your choice between the devil and the deep blue sea, and you chose the devil, turncoat! But look, even if I know what you did, he doesn't. He gets to continue to believe that you have no ulterior motives, right? And isn't that what you wanted?
That's not what I wanted. That's what
Now, you know what's at stake here, Lemonhead.
I can't get him there like this.
I have full confidence that you won't let anything happen to our little English Rose.
Do you?
Of course I do! Because if he dies here, well then, it's all over for you, honey.
I know.
Fingers crossed!
Oh, goddammit!
What?
Canary! In a coal mine? I killed myself!
Arthur!
Yellow?
No, it's me!
John, what?
You've lost a lot of blood.
You... Jesus Christ. Where is it?
He left.
He left?
Did you?
The creature is...
Oh, I don't know. I think he left, yes.
Did you do this? You sewed up my wound. I knew it. We weren't going to go out like this.
I know.
I knew you wouldn't give up.
Never.
Just like me.
Can you move?
Yes. Slowly, but yes.
We need to move. It could come back.
Right, okay. You... Jesus.
The back of your head.
Fuck. Yes, for a moment I could hear them. All of them. Whispering, like... Just like me, just like...
Just like that person said.
Yes. We never even learned their name.
No.
Okay. Do we try a climb back up the passage where we came down from?
Maybe. It's far too small for the creature to have used, which means...
There's another way out.
Look, the flute worked. That's the important part. Let's just keep that in mind.
Right, okay. Okay, do we try climbing back up? Or do we try to find another exit?
Another exit? We can't risk those stitches coming undone.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Keep one hand on that flute.
What does it do? It, what, stopped attacking, or...?
Sent it away, I think. You blew it and the creature retreated into the darkness.
That's what happened when I first encountered it as well.
So at least we've tested it now.
It's intelligent, John. It's smart, so smart. It knew that we were coming. It heard us say...
It's okay. Let's move. You said you could hear them all whispering.
Yes. When I was connected, I heard a cacophony of noises, sounds like the tuning of an orchestra. They pleaded, calling to me, a chorus of lost voices. It was terrifying, John. It came from nowhere and everywhere. I felt it wash over me like some oppressive tidal wave, infinitely tall and all-consuming, closing me off from the real world, to feeling, to touch. They are lost, John. They're together, but alone.
We need to get out of here.
I did pick out some words.
Well, what did they say?
I heard one say that they were in Addison when it was born. I thought I heard one say my name.
It knew you.
And I heard one say that in order to stop it, we needed to see it. If we can see it, we can kill it. It is, after all, part human and supposedly just as frail. Just need to see it.
How?
I don't know. When you cut that thing out of my head...
I didn't see or feel anything. I wasn't even sure it would work. I just cut. I had no other thoughts.
Of course. Yeah. We didn't see anything on those who were around the fire, so it would stand to reason.
But it's frail.
As frail as me.
You're anything but frail, my friend.
Oh?
Arthur. You came back from the brink. Not for the first time, either. You're unstoppable.
No. That was all you, John.
No.
Yes. You pulled me in from the boat, back in Harper's Hill. You pulled me back here. Fuck, you stitched me back up. You... I can't believe it. You saved me. More each day, it seems. Thank you.
Arthur, you've lost a lot of blood. Just take it easy.
Yes. I know. I need to keep my head about me. So, Obsidian, we'll need more. A bigger piece to kill this thing. We only have this small piece.
But seeing it first.
Yes, seeing it. It's not the first time we've run into trouble with...
What?
Seeing things.
Yes, what are you doing? What are you looking for?
The mask.
The mask?
It's not exactly what we're looking for, but...
Yes!
Better shot in the dark.
Well?
Nothing seems different.
I guess we won't know until we actually see the creature, though, right? John?
What is that?
What is what?
Oh.
What?
There's a small light coming from behind us.
Can you still see it?
No, only through the mask.
Okay.
A little closer.
This is where we were?
More or less. Here. Oh. There's a twisted knot of gray light. In thin strands like a braid. Laying in a pool of blood on the floor.
What?
It's severed. It looks almost ethereal. Wisps of white smoke lick from it as if it's a flame.
What on earth? It's not there without the mask.
No.
Can you touch it?
No.
Can you cut it with the obsidian?
Yes. I must have severed this piece while trying to cut it out.
Strange. Ethereal tendril.
Like small pieces of rubber strands, but wispy and malleable.
Can you move it with the obsidian?
Yes.
Put it in the bag.
Why?
I don't know. This is otherworldly. It may come in handy.
All right.
So presumably if the mask reveals the way the creature attached itself to me, and the others...
Then it should reveal the creature itself.
Agreed.
And if we can see it...
We can kill it.
You don't need to wear it now.
No.
The obsidian is somewhere around here.
We need to find a large piece and the way out. Who knows how long the flute will keep it away.
I'll keep one hand on the wall. Let's go. I thought I might have lost you for a second there.
I thought the same.
I'm glad that wasn't the case.
I wondered for a moment what may happen.
What do you mean?
Whether you'd end up in the dark world, whether I would as well.
Orth.
No, but it could have happened that way.
It won't happen.
But if it did, if it does... Maybe we can agree to meet up someplace.
What do you mean?
You know. Like the third destroyed city on the left, just past the mound of dead horses, or whatever. I don't know what it's like there. I just... If there's a way to find you in the dark world, I'd like to know.
Sure.
You spend time there. You think of where we can meet up.
Sure, Arthur. Here, the stone.
Obsidian?
I think so.
Okay, how can we get a piece with maybe...
It's already chipped away. There are large chunks at our feet. Okay.
We have a much larger and... sharper weapon now. One I feel capable with.
You still have barely any strength.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. There must be a way out. Come on.
The walls are slick with something wet. I think we may have left its lair. Or at least where it was guarding the obsidian.
I'll put this back on.
Okay, so, plan?
Well, the thing needs to be drawn to us. The flute pushed it away.
Do we know what would draw it?
Helping the others would. Severing their ties may draw it to us. We can return to the fire and cut their connection to the beast.
True. But when it returns, they'd also be targets themselves. The other option is... Well, now that we can see it, the tendrils will lead us straight to it. Or we could follow them.
Return to the others by the fire, but don't help them.
Not yet. We'll just follow the ethereal connections back to the creature. And kill it. And in the end, we really need any advantage we can get.
Hmm.
What?
The creature can control these people.
Yes, at least to some degree.
Enough to make them cut off their own heads.
Right. Yeah. And?
What's going to happen to them if we do attack the thing? If we haven't severed the tendrils, I mean.
I don't know.
It could kill them.
Or worse, it could turn them on us.
Have them attack us?
Yes. Then we'd not only be against it, but them as well.
Yes.
Right, yes, of course. Why didn't I think of that?
I'm wearing this prematurely. So, the minute we attack it, whether we have the drop on it or otherwise, it'll just use those it's still attached to in whatever way suits it best. It could make them all start cutting off their own heads, forcing us to draw back and help them, or much worse.
Exactly.
So we need to sever the tendrils first. Of course.
Which means we'll be bringing the fight, as it were, to us.
But with the mask, we should be able to see it.
Hopefully.
Well, it's not a straight path there, so...
No. We'll need to find our way back.
Might as well start. So what do you remember of that room with the bonfire?
Well, it was the same room with the wooden stairs leading up. The ones that returned us to the underhalls in the mountain. The stonework tunnels that seemed to be older than the estate.
Right. And before that, there was a fire and a large passageway, big enough for the creature to come and go as it pleased. That was how it entered, right?
Yes.
We need to be mindful of what we say around them, as we cut them loose.
Why?
I don't know. When I was connected to them, brief as it was, I could hear all their thoughts.
Yes, you mentioned.
But I wonder if I couldn't hear more as well. The minds. Maybe even where they were.
You think the creature uses their senses like its own?
I think the connection goes beyond just food. It felt... like it tapped into my... spirit. I don't know. I can't describe it exactly. But I could sense everything it sensed. As well as what everyone else could. I swear I felt the warmth of the fire, for just a moment.
So anything we say or do around them...
it can pick up on, yes. I think that's what gave us away, in the first place, really.
You think it knew we were coming?
We ignored something moving outside the small building while we talked to our friend. It could have been one of the people under its control, or the creature itself, I don't know.
So it knew we were there, and it waited for the right moment.
Look, I'm making a fair number of assumptions here. I get that. But we have very few precious moments between severing the tendrils and the creature appearing, ready to attack. We want to make sure that nothing is said before I start cutting. I know the talking lay on me, but I just need you to know why I may fall silent.
Makes sense. And I appreciate the heads up. The cavern wall is glowing as it did before. The gravel-covered stone slants upward slightly, and the wooden beams of the mine are just ahead. I think we're close to the main junction area I'd seen.
Closer to them, then?
No idea, but it's promising.
We're in no rush.
Did I cut too deeply?
Into my head?
No.
No, it must have rooted itself right in, at the back of my skull. Thank you.
Don't thank me. I just took a gamble. You would have been able to sever it yourself, I'm sure.
The tendril from my head? Unlikely. I felt like I was underwater.
Well, we know for a fact that one can carve it out. Our friend did. He managed to not only gather the obsidian to do so, but to also cut the thing loose.
Oh. Oh, you're right.
Surely you must have felt in control of something.
I suppose the shock, the feeling of it... Like plunging into water. Yes, it definitely startled me into feeling separate from myself, but...
What?
But yes, given the chance, I suppose, I could have cut it loose. Again.
Again? Let's not have to deal with that again.
Don't rule it out.
That's what the flute is for, if it gets too close.
I've been thinking about that. I don't think this flute is to command it, or just to push it away.
No?
No, no. I think the flute hurts it.
Hurts it?
Yes. I don't think this is a creature that can be controlled any more than the creature in the dreamlands beneath the mountain. This is a monster of intellect, and one that acts on its own desires. But something about this flute, I can almost feel it. It has a presence about it. Otherworldly.
It certainly looks so.
I think it's a gift from whatever creature Larson made his unholy pact with. Plus, it's very much like Larson to put a cattle prod to his creature.
Don't you mean child?
Oh, I can't fathom what that means. Not yet.
Let's head this way. It slopes up a bit. I think it may even open up.
Okay.
Regardless, if that's true, do you think we can use the flute to hurt it in any meaningful way?
Not unless I stick it right in the thing's ear. And even then, it would have to stay there long enough to really hurt, you know.
I don't think that's likely to happen.
No, it's not going to be easy.
We're prepared this time. We're seeking it out. We can see it, we can kill it, and we have the means to drive it away or hurt it if need be. No matter what happens, we won't be caught the way we were before.
You mean just a few hundred feet back there?
That was different. We couldn't see the thing, and you came back.
You pulled me back. You are unstoppable.
No.
No, you are unbreakable.
Arthur, no.
Yes, and...
Arthur, rest for a moment. Catch your breath. You lost a lot of blood back there.
Right. Yes. You know, as far back as mankind has reached, through mythology and history, I believe, starting with the pharaohs, probably, titles have been given to those who earned them, and to some who haven't. But people like Alexander the Great, William the Conqueror, and
a history lesson?
Shut up. I think you deserve a title.
A what?
A title. John the Unstoppable. John the Unbreakable.
Arthur. No.
John the Undefeated.
No.
Well, it's not up to you.
Please.
Titles aren't asked for, they're given. After being earned. The way you have. John the Undefeated. I like the sound of that. Don't you?
No,
Well, go spit then. You need to learn how to take a compliment, you sourpuss.
Arthur.
Yes?
What are we going to do with the severed people? Will you quickly tell them to run, or...
Great question. What do you think?
I don't know, but I think it's almost time to decide.
What do you mean?
I see firelight ahead.
Okay. There was a place before that we watched them from. A bit of cover.
To the right wall.
Right.
Follow it around the corner.
Okay. Are they still all there? More or less?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. Once we start, we can't stop. You realize that?
Yes.
We're going to don the mask. And then, I'm going to cut them all free. Each and every one. Moving around the circle. We'll have to be quick. And once they're all free, I'm hoping we've had enough time to do so before it arrives. But once it's done, it'll come down to luck in a few well-placed stabs.
You're confident we can just stab the creature with obsidian?
I remember them saying that it can be killed. Like anything else. I think it's powerful in its offense. But no stronger than myself.
Don't sell yourself short.
All I mean to say is that a stab through its heart should do it.
And if anything goes wrong, you blow the flute, right? Drive it away.
Right. But the priority is getting them all cut loose of the creature.
That's not the priority, Arthur. Promise me. If things go south, if you find yourself in a corner, you'll blow the flute. You've lost too much blood to take any risks.
I promise.
Okay. So, are you going to tell them to run, or...
Or?
Well, you could ask them to help.
Help?
I mean, they may not have obsidian, but if all of them work together, with us, then taking down the creature should be easier, no? We could explain it to them.
That would take extra time.
Yes, but extra hands could make all the difference. And you're already weak from blood loss.
Right. You're right. Okay.
I am?
Yes.
Arthur.
We'll tell them what the plan is. Let them know to escape. We'll need all the help we can get.
And blow the flute if the creature arrives. If it corners us.
Yeah.
And blow the flute if it gets too close. Arthur.
We can save them.
Arthur, you promised.
We can do this.
Don't trade your life for theirs, Arthur. Arthur! For fuck's sake, Arthur. Just blow the flute if it comes for you. You're smarter than this. I know you are. And I know you can hear me. You're almost there. Jesus. I see the tendrils running from the backs of their heads. I see the glowing wisps of thin hair-like strands. They move softly as if underwater. They're kneeling like before. Like they had. There's someone to your left, on the ground. There. Place your hand on their shoulder, slowly. They've turned to you. The black of their eyes, full and fearful in the firelight. The flames reflecting, shining like embers dancing nervously. They look helpless. Put the obsidian to the back of their neck, Arthur. Cut it. They've fallen forward, on all fours. The others have noticed immediately.
Quickly, get up.
Quickly. Arthur, they're looking.
Quickly, get up.
Standing up slowly.
Please, come on.
Oh, Arthur. The dark of their eyes, it's gone. They're no longer pitch black. The whites of this person's eyes have returned.
Listen to me. My name is Arvalest. I'm here to help you. This creature, it can't be seen but through this mask. The tendrils that control you. The reason the voice inside your head has corrupted you. It's in the base of your neck. I cut it out. It must be cut out of everyone. With this, all of you must be freed. Do you understand?
Arthur, they're looking at you with a frantic fear, studying your faces.
Do you understand? I need your help.
No!
Fuck!
What is Arthur?
Is it?
It's here.
What?
It's at the mouth of the cave. It's hideous, Arthur. Abhorrent. It's massive, with many man-like limbs sprawling out from its sides. It has dripping, salivating mouths protruding from its gibbous abdomen. Sacks of liquid-filled growths that squirm with each move of the creature.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Arthur, blow the flute! Blow the flute!
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Arthur, turn back to it. It's coming.
Do you?
They're nodding, yes.
Good. Then take this.
Arthur, no!
Take this obsidian. Cut them all free.
Arthur!
Now!
No!
Go!
Arthur, what are you doing? Blow the flute!
Not yet. We're on the stairs.
Your left. Run! It's coming!
The barrel. The one we needed to climb.
A few feet. Here. It's behind us, Arthur. What are you doing? Arthur, the wooden walkway stretches and the stairs head up. But this thing is going to... It's climbing up behind you, Arthur. Its limbs are grabbing the wooden beams like they're nothing. It's monstrous beyond description, Arthur. The wet, wisp-like tendrils are hanging from it. It's dripping.
Are they coming?
What?
The people! Are they coming?
Yes! Some are free. Blow the float!
Some?
Yes, some!
Not all.
Arthur, for fuck's sake! It's tearing up the wooden walkway coming towards us. Arthur, blow the fucking flute!
No. No.
Then fucking run! It's 5 flights up to the exit.
The stairs up.
Left! It's destroying the stairs behind us. But climbing with miraculous speed. Arthur, hold on!
Jesus!
It's going to bring us all down. It's going to kill us. Drive it away, Arthur!
We have to kill this thing. We have one shot.
The fall? It won't kill it, Arthur. And you gave away the fucking knife! Climb! Climb! You're 3 flights up, Arthur. You're not going to make it if you keep stopping.
Are they free yet?
I don't know.
Look, goddammit!
Almost. Now use the flute, please.
John!
It's stretching its limbs out. It's reaching up a flight. It's toying with us, Arthur. It can lift itself up entire flights. It's not going to let us leave, Arthur. This was... We can't make it to the top.
We don't have to.
Arthur. No.
John. Do you trust me?
What? It's here! Blow the float!
Are they free?
Yes. Yes, Arthur. I can see them all. They're looking up. They're free! They're all free! Now blow the fucking flute!
Do you trust me?
Of course, Arthur!
Then trust me.
Arthur, the mask! What are you doing?
I see you.
Arthur, no! What are you?
Just a man.
A man? Father would not let me be. Just a man.
Did you want to be?
No.
What was it you wanted to be? Then.
Not alone.
Not alone?
I was alone.
And now?
You took them away.
They were not yours to take.
Then how did I take them?
Because you're a monster.
We are a monster. You are mine now. We will find more. We are together. We are one.
No, we're not.
No.
No. I just wanted to make sure you would hear this as loud and as clear as possible. You and you alone.
Arthur, Lord!
Arthur, Jesus fucking Christ! Arthur,
Arthur. I can feel it all over me. Fuck. It's dead. It's dead. It's dead. I knew. If it heard from people that it was attached to, that the loudest I could make the flute was when it was inside me. I knew.
How did you know you could still control yourself? Last time,
I didn't believe. Last time, I didn't have you to...
Arthur.
I'm sorry. I knew if I told you that it would hear from those around the fire, and I only thought
it's
it
okay. Would... It's okay. I'm sorry I didn't trust you. I should have trusted you.
Are they?
They're fine, Arthur. They're fine. They're filing out. Moving about like people again. You saved them.
I had to wait till they were severed. Because if I blew the flute and they were still apart...
I know. I understand. It's done, Arthur. You've killed it. The way down is destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go up. We'll return to the underhalls.
Yes.
And exit that way through the estate. This mask has come in handy many times.
Just before you, Arthur, there's the door to the halls under the estate.
Did we leave this unlocked? Oh, thank God.
Arthur, we did it. We can leave, Arthur. We can get in the car and drive.
No.
No?
No. First... I'm gonna have a fucking proper meal. Oh.
Yes, Arthur. What did you want to start with first? The cheese? Or the bread?
Bread. Bread.
I'm glad.
You and me both. Fuck. John, I can't believe it.
I know.
All of this. From waking up on the floor of the cabin to flipping the coin to Cain offering me the deal.
Yes.
The town, Addison. I wonder if it'll be okay. I wonder if we've helped.
I think so. At the very least, the creature has stopped. And Larson...
Larson, right.
What?
Well, the creature is one thing, but... I mean, unless Larson is stopped...
Yes. Left here, Arthur.
Okay. Anyway, yes. To getting you back and, well, losing Yellow.
Yellow. Right.
Yes, well, I guess I never really... Why did you come back, John?
What do you mean?
I woke up with Yellow inside my head after the deal with Cain. He wasn't... You remember nothing. It was the king through and through, and... Well, I failed in trying to make him like you.
I suppose so.
But Faroe's song, it brought you back.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Perhaps I was deep inside and needed to be awakened.
Okay, sure.
I don't know, Arthur. I don't have any answers for you.
No, I know. You don't remember anything.
Exactly.
But what happened to Yellow?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, if you were inside me, deep down, and woken by music being played, familiar music, is there a chance that Yellow is in there too, equally waiting for a moment to resurface?
I don't know, Arthur.
No, of course. You do feel... alone in there, though, right?
Yes. Here are the stairs leading up to the kitchen.
Oh, thank you. I'm just nervous, is all.
There's so much of this world I don't understand. So many secrets, so many truths.
This place alone. This mountain.
Yes. The Blackstone, whatever that is. Larson's estate. Built on ruins older than this country. What does it all mean?
It means that there is more. There's a bigger picture we're yet to see. The rope is just...
Right.
There.
Oh, Jesus. This almost feels like home.
I can imagine.
Home, John, home!
Yes.
We get to go home.
Are you worried about Parker?
Right.
Or Eddie?
Yes. Look, I don't know what will come of that. But we can't run forever.
Can't we?
Well, I don't want to. Maybe we need to turn ourselves in, set things right.
Jail is your answer.
I don't know. It's what we deserve.
The kitchen, Arthur.
Right. Where is the...
In the center of the island.
Oh, God. It smells good.
I'm not trying to be difficult.
I know. Look, we have a long drive home. Time to think.
About lots. Amanda, for one.
Well, the king killed Amanda. That was our fault.
Anna Stanzik is still out there as well, with answers and maybe a way to separate us again.
My own body.
Your own body. Look, I'm excited to eat this, but I realize that we don't know when Larson is due home or what. We should leave before our chance is gone.
Agreed.
But I am bringing this and eating it in the car. Is there a handkerchief or...
Check the drawers. No. Here.
Brilliant.
You're good at that.
That's not the first time I've made a bindle.
All right. Door's behind us.
All right.
The front door is to our right, across the foyer. Why have you stopped?
Uncle is still up there.
Yes.
Bleeding through the carpet.
Arthur...
I know. I just... Do you think I'm a good person?
What?
Do you think I'm good?
Of course, Arthur.
I've done a lot of bad, John.
You're a good person, Arthur. You try. You always strive to be better. You just saved a group from a monstrous creature. You're a good person. Why are you asking?
I feel like something is coming. A reckoning.
A reckoning?
Yes, a reckoning.
There's nothing coming for you, Arthur. For either of us. Let's go.
The air feels so... new. What time of day is it?
Afternoon, I think. The sky is filled with clouds.
Describe it. Describe it to me. Describe everything to me. Please.
The house sits on a cliff, overlooking the town below. We're high above the treetops. The winding road down curves in a smooth figure-eight pattern as it descends. The valley is bright and beautiful. The air is still. The clouds move past slowly.
Let us leave.
Thank you.
John?
Hmm?
Please.
Right. Addison passes by. Small buildings between the trees. The snow is melting away already from the warm day. The buildings here look hollow. Empty pieces as if reflecting the weather. Just the bones remain. We're passing a building. The red right hand. On the road it winds between the trees that hug it closely. As if this road were a path carved between a mountain. The town is behind us now. Addison is behind us.
And all that happened here.
The road, it's paved up ahead. I think we're coming to a main road of sorts.
Slow down. We need a map.
There's one in here.
Right.
Well.
Well, what?
If we head left here, we head straight on to Boston.
And home. Well then, let's
but.
Try... But... John?
If we head right, we'll be in New York. It's the same distance, roughly.
New York?
Yes, remember? The Order of the Fallen Star. That's where Matthew said the organization was.
Right, but John, home?
Arthur, we... You said it yourself. You felt like something was chasing us.
I said reckoning.
Right, well, Larson is still behind all of this, right? This order is a possible... A problem. Not just for us, either. Imagine what they could do to others.
Others?
Arthur, Larson created a creature for power and let it devour a town. He's not going to stop just because we killed his child and whatever uncle was to him. If anything, he'll be more angry than ever. More motivated to cause harm to the world.
And you think we need to stop him?
Don't you?
I don't. No, I...
Arthur, Arkham is home, yes, but it'll be there for us whenever we return. Larson is in New York, or at least this order is, and we can stop him. We can put an end to whatever he's planning.
I don't know, I... So you want to stop him? You want to make this our responsibility?
Isn't it already?
I don't know, John. We're free. We can go home. Or we can find Anna. We can seek out our own path. And Larson is a monster, yes, but...
Do you trust me?
What?
Do you trust me?
I trust you, John.
Uncle. My boy. I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath. My wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not. And my wrath did grow. and I watered it in fears, night and morning with my tears, and I sunned it with smiles, and with soft, deceitful wiles. And it grew both day and night, till it bore an apple bright, and my foe beheld it shine, and he knew that it was mine. And into my garden stole, when the night had veiled the pole, in the morning glad I see my foe outstretched beneath the tree.
What was that?
Poetry.
You wrote it?
No.
What is it about?
Hatred, anger, and revenge.
Revenge?
Yes, revenge.
Well then, let us make him suffer.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.